Commentator Bill Harley spends a lot of time remembering grade school and the true lessons he learned there.
When I was in sixth grade, one of my classmates brought in a James Bond novel to school. He had found it among his father's books. It was softcore, but sixth grade boys don't need much. Soon, we were all bringing in books from our parents' bookshelves. My family had nothing so exciting to offer, but one morning, going out of the door to school, I stuffed two books from my parents' bookshelf into a brown paper bag without asking permission. The first was Dante's Divine Comedy. The second was The Life and Times of Archie and Mehitable by Don Marquis, a series of stories told at midnight by a cockroach jumping up and down on typewriter keys. Never mind that the stories in the end were darker than anything Dante wrote. This was really for kids, since it had cartoons and a lot of white space, and one chapter, all in capitals, when Archie hit the shift lock by mistake. I brought the Dante out on the desk before school began. Soon there was a crowd. The book made its way around the class in between subjects and after lunch. My teacher, Mr. Revis, tried to ignore what was going on. Maybe he had seen the James Bond book and didn't want to know. Encouraged by the success of Dore and Dante, I brought out Archie and Mehitable. Forget about Beatrice and Virgil. Nothing like a cat and a cockroach to cause a stir in a classroom. Mehitable pontificating about the dark nature of humankind had all of our mouths open. Finally, Mr. Revis intervened. He came over and picked up Archie and Mehitable and looked at it. The class grew quiet. He held up the books. Whose are these? The class crumbled. I raised my hand. Where did you get those books? From home, I answered. Do your parents know you brought them in? I don't think so, I answered, almost honestly. Maybe you should take them home, he said. I nodded, relieved. I took the books home and smuggled them back up on the upper shelf of the bookcase where they belonged. But they didn't stay there for long. They had become more valuable. James Bond was all right, but these books were the real stuff. Nothing like forbidden fruit to encourage in education.
Singer-songwriter Bill Harley lives in Seekonk, Massachusetts.